of a Mitzia, Perakei, Mishneh Beis. This Mishneh will also deal with forms of ribis that are only midrabanan, but actually they're going to be a little easier than the case in the previous Mishneh. The Mishneh says, Hamalva es chavero, if somebody lends his friend money, lo yodur b'chatzero chinam. You can't allow him to live in your chatzer, in your courtyard, for free. That is to say, the person who is borrowed the money, so he cannot allow the lender to live in his courtyard for free, because that would be a form of ribis, although it's not ribis daraisa, because it wasn't made up in advance that they're going to give him this freebie as a reward for lending him the money. So it's not daraisa, but it's still asim rabbanan, and therefore he cannot allow the lender to stay in his chatzer for free. V'lo yiskor mimenu b'pachos. Not only that, but he can't allow him, if the lender rents something from the borrower, the borrower cannot rent it to him at a lower price than the norm. Whatever the norm is, that's what he's got to rent it to him for. He can't start renting it to him for a lower price. Mipnei shehu ribis, because that would be a ribis midrabbanan. Now the Mishnah will distinguish between a scenario where you pay a higher price for something that you're renting versus something that you're buying. The Mishnah says, Marbin ala sechar, you can increase the amount that is paid for the rental if you don't give the money right away. Ve'ein marbin ala mecher, but you're not allowed to increase the amount of money that's paid for something that you sold for not giving the money right away. Ketzad, how is this played out? Hisker lo es chatzero. He rented out his courtyard to his friend. V'amar lo, and he said to him as follows. Imei achshav ata nosein li, if you give me now the money all up front, so harehu loch be'eser sloim lashana, then I'll rent the chatzero to you for 10 sela for the entire year. V'im shel chodesh b'chodesh, but if you pay me out on a monthly basis, then it's going to be b'sela l'chodesh. It's going to be one sela per month. And in that case, of course, the total will be 12 sela as opposed to 10. But so we might have viewed this and said, well, it's because he has to wait for his money. And because I'm willing to wait for my money, you're going to give me more. And that might be like a ribis drabanan. No, we say it's mutter, says the Mishnah. That's okay. And the reason for that is because the rule is that schiros, rental, is not due halachically until the end of the rental period. Therefore, we judge the true price based on when the rental is really owed. The rental is really owed at the end. If you wait till the end, you'll have paid one sela a month, which will be a total of 12. So the real price is based on the end of the schiros, the end of the rental, and therefore the real price is 12 sela. We said if you give it to him right away, you only have to pay 10. That's a discount because you're giving the money before it's really due. That's why that is mutter. But to contrast that, machar lo es sadeu, if he sells his friend a sada, a field, v'amar lo, and he says to him, if you give it to me now at the time of the purchase, I'll sell it to you for 1,000 zuz. But if you wait till the harvest time, till the time that the produce is coming in later on in the year, it's going to be 1,200 zuz. That's usser. And the reason for that is because when it comes to a sale, the money is really due at the beginning. Not giving him his pay, what's due to him at the beginning of the sale, is you're lending him the money. You're lending the purchaser the money and not requiring him to pay when he's really required to pay is when he buys the sada at the beginning. He's buying his, therefore, since you're giving him more time and he's paying you extra for the giving him more time, that would be considered a ribis rabbanan and is usser.